IVM. I have a DMAT account linked to my salary account, but I don't use it. I sometimes sneak into the app, but find DMAT complex, or I fear I may lose money, so I just go back to social media apps. And yeah, most favorite, my brother tells me to buy a few shares, I just open the app and buy. Commonly, I listen to this from women. DMAT is like, oh my god, must be technical. No way. So let's check out today's Sip of Finance and make DMAT a delight. Welcome to a Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host, Shanali, and this is a lady special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. Ketan wanted all his DMAT transactions to be transferred to the new account. But, like a bank insisting you stay back with them, tusi ja rahe ho, tusi na jao. Ketan was facing a challenge to shift his transactions. Once the broking firm said signature mismatch, then they said papers insufficient and on. Now, Ketan's wife, Toral, got to know after 6 months. See, that's why wives need to be involved in family finances. After all this drama and dramatic saga, Toral took charge of this whole drama. Toral, like every woman does, dug deeper and found out loads of info. Interestingly, she found out an article on the website of this same broking company saying 5 things to do if your broking firm refuses to transfer your DMAT securities to a new account. And in 15 days, the matter was sorted. Good work, Toral. That's the Durga, Savitri and Mahakali avatar of a woman. Usually women say, shares? No, it's risky. DMAT? No, it's tedious. But today, let us understand 5 important things about DMAT and make DMAT a delight. 1. DMAT is just like a bank account. You get statements, you open a DMAT with KYC. Everything similar. Just like your money is safe in a savings account, your shares are safe in your DMAT account. Just like your regular bank account transactions, you see your transactions in DMAT account statements too. 2. Earlier, shares used to come as physical certificates. The process was lengthy and transfer or selling would take many days. DMAT is the tech version of all this and it's basically about getting your shares online. For this, there are registered entities NSDL and CDSL who have authorized many share brokers and financial organizations to open DMAT accounts. You may see your bank also offering you to open a DMAT account. This would be the securities arm, like a sister concern company of the bank. 3. A DMAT account may be free initially, but usually becomes chargeable after a year or so, depending on the entity. So ensure you know the charges. Suppose if it's opened with your salary account and you're not using it, check on the charges you're paying to keep it. 4. If you are keen to use it, which you must be, start with trailers and pilots. So pick small shares. Cater to a disciplined amount every month for 5 to 6 months and then you will automatically get a hang of it. After all, who taught us how to use WhatsApp? Similarly, you can learn DMAT by using it and even growing your money. 5. And most significant, DMAT account is not a video game. If you see a share going downward, doesn't mean you lost the game. The shares remain with you at a reduced value, but the value keeps on changing. When you buy a share, you are investing in a company ultimately. So just like a baby takes 10 to 12 years to be a young adult, an engineer takes 4 to 5 years to complete engineering, and we take a lifetime to understand our spouses. Same way, give it time. Analyze, understand, read about companies and basics, and you're done. And women always love the freebies. So let me give you one free tip. Point number 6. If you have any problems with share deals like Ketan, do not panic. Just go to www.scores.gov.in, which is SEBI's complaint redressal website. Address it there and you're sorted. Ladies, this marks a Sip of Finance's last episode. But don't worry. Our Hindi version, Ek Chuski Finance, will continue enriching your financial knowledge with its new format. Ek Chuski Finance will now have guests joining Priyanka in sharing some worthwhile finance lessons for you. So stay tuned for the upcoming episodes on the IVM Podcast Network. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she's available on Instagram at Priyanka U Acharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for listening to A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya.